אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Alon Ben-David, welcome to SBS Hebrew.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
Alon, please tell us why you came to Australia. I know that you're involved in the medical field here in Australia, but tell us what stream of medicine you're involved in and about your immigration story as well.
All right. So I'm a gynecologist, originally from Tel Aviv, now in Melbourne with my wife and two daughters. We are actually newcomers. We arrived 4 months ago. I can say that prior to our arrival, I completed my my specialty training and worked as a junior consultant at the Sheba Medical Center in Israel, which is the largest tertiary hospital in Israel. And it is consistently ranked among the world's top 10 leading hospitals. Here in Melbourne, I am doing a subspecialty in urogynecology in the leading Australian center.
Tell us what urogynecology actually means.
Okay, so this is a subspecialty in gynecology that actually focuses on problems related to the female pelvic floor. Mostly we are talking about pelvic organ prolapse, pelvic reconstructive surgery, urinary incontinence, bladder dysfunction. All these are very common problems among women. You know, when people think about, when people think of a gynecologist, they often picture the heroism and excitement of the birth suites. But urogynecology is actually a very important field, addressing very common issues. And by treating these conditions, I truly feel that I can make a significant difference in women's lives and greatly improve their quality of life. In the urogyne unit at my hospital, we offer a multidisciplinary management for women with all kinds of pelvic floor issues, from initial diagnosis to the most advanced treatment and surgeries in the field. And as a tertiary referral center here in Melbourne, I feel that we can offer them a wide range of solutions and truly the best possible care.
Because there's more diversity in the patients that you have here in Australia, would you say that as a result of that, it's a better medical system than the one in Israel?
I wouldn't say it's the population of patients is more diverse, because Israel is kind of diverse in population as well. We see a whole different sectors coming to seek treatment. But I can say there is much more diversity here in the sense of the senior doctors or consultants training in the options we can offer to the patients. Here in the unit, there's almost in my unit where I train, there's almost every treatment in the book we can offer to the patient. So I have a larger box of tools to choose treatments from and to give a better solution for the patient.
That's really reassuring to hear. Alon, you said that you used to work at the Sheba Hospital in Israel. I know that they've just hosted a summit here in Victoria. Tell us about it.
Recently, Melbourne hosted a summit for ARC, which is the Center for Digital Innovation at my home institution, the Sheba Medical Center. These centers, which are now just all around the world, there's one in Montreal, one in Mumbai. These centers, they focus on accelerating innovation through a multidisciplinary collaboration aimed to transform healthcare and to improve patient outcomes. Collaboration agreements were actually signed with major hospitals in Melbourne, with the Victorian government and Monash University. And just for some numbers to understand how big this is, I think that on the 7 years of operation in Israel, the ARC Center, it actually produced 112 startup companies that are currently worth more than $5 billion, and it created over 3,500 jobs. So this is something that can actually contribute to the Australian economy as well.
So ARC is an investor in medical startups as well.
ARC is the startup hub that brings investors, scientists, doctors, and actually enables the processing and the pushing forward the idea and manifesting it into actual product. And I think that combining forces between the Australian structured and methodological approach and the inherent way of doing things right, together with the innovative expertise that Israelis can bring to here, it actually can create something good.
Why did you choose to come to Melbourne? Was it because of the program or the hospital? Or was it because Australia was always a destination that you wanted to visit?
Yeah, well, relocating to Australia, it was actually driven by both, I can say, personal and professional reasons. Despite the fact that the medical system in Israel is great, actually, it's the one of the few public services that is still working well in Israel. I think that the opportunity to take on a fellowship in urogynecology and to learn from some of the masters in the field, that seemed like a significant career step. I can also say that as a surgeon, the volumes here are much larger than what we are used to back home, and that is priceless for me. Australia has a high quality of medical system, and actually some of the world renowned experts in urogynecology are here. And that is, as I said, a great opportunity to learn and to improve.
So have you made any friends in the industry?
Yeah, you know, I think that Israelis who come to Australia on a professional basis, especially doctors, we often bring a drive to innovate and to improve, and we often try to push boundaries. And I can say that this is sometimes it can sometimes create a bit of tension because it challenges the comfort zone that can be that Australians are sometimes in. But in many cases, it leads to a positive interactions and actually meaningful contributions.
And so far, how has life treated you whilst you've been in Melbourne?
Well, Australia, you know, it's funny because when you come from Israel, you're used to living in this constant state of urgency, whether it's security, politics, just the intensity of daily life. Everything feels very high stakes. And then you land in Australia where people actually wait in line patiently. And that is something that doesn't happen in Israel, where the news cycle isn't life or death every single second. And you kind of realize, wow, life doesn't have to be that exhausting. And I can say it took us a while to settle in, and we're still trying to adjust. Everything is new, you know, driving on the left, the surroundings, the vegetation is unfamiliar, weird animals. The first day I was here, the first day we got here, I saw what I now know is a magpie. And I said, wow, that's a weird raven, you know. And yeah, with its weird voice, with its weird song, so like a robot song. So yeah, this is quite a change.
And how long are you projected to live here in Australia?
So my program is a 2-year program. There's a possibility that's a good question. There's a possibility to stay afterwards. One of the factors that will determine if we try and stay here for a longer time would be how my wife and kids adjust to Australia. Depends if my wife will find somewhere to work and to do something because she has her own career, and that is something that that we will have to see.
And are your kids enrolled in schools here in Australia?
Yeah, our older daughter, which is 8, she's still in English school. She has one more term, and then she will go to primary school. Our little girl, which is 4. We just threw her in the water. She's in a completely Australian kinder. No one speaks Hebrew there. She's adjusting. She's actually started just this week. She started speaking English, you know, a few words here and there. And that was fun to hear.
There's nothing like submergence when you want to turbocharge their language skills. Let's go back to your medical career. Can you tell me how Australia ranks as one of the places in the world to study medicine?
I think Australia has a high quality medical system, and in the sense that first, public services here, they are really they give really good service to the citizens, really comprehensive service, pretty much like in Israel, I can say. On top of that, the quality of training here is very good. For example, the volumes that you see, the doctors see during their training here in the medical systems are much higher. For example, in my field, in urogynecology, the volume of public referrals, they divide on 25 hospitals over Israel. And Israel is kind of a small country. I mean, 9 million people divided over 25 hospitals. Here in Australia, for example, around Melbourne and the suburbs, there are just three main hospitals who do urogynecology. So the volumes that I see on my daily basis are much higher than the ones in Israel, and the training that I can get here is much better in that sense.
What do Israelis have that Australians don't have? What can we learn from each other?
First of all, Melbourne, at least Melbourne, it has a better coffee than the best coffee. So this is something we don't have back in Israel. But I think that Israelis, as I said before, Israelis, we tend to have a fast-paced, high-pressure work culture. You know, we work long hours, and there's always a sense of urgency. There's always a feeling that things need to move quickly, like there's no tomorrow, you know. That's what we feel, and that's somewhat true. I think that Australians have a better work-life balance. There's a strong culture of taking breaks, leaving work on time, spending time outdoors, spending time with your family here. That is something we try to relax and to assimilate in our daily lives here.
Excellent. Thank
you. Have a good evening.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.